from 5:30 a.m. weekdays.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected 4K Ultra HD TV, 55 inches or more, and receive bonus wall mount installation and delivery. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in-store or binglee.com.au for details.
Here's Sweet 16 for Winx.
It's a Winx blitz.
She's a champion.
She's a champion.
Winx is coming. Be at Royal Randwick Saturday, August 19 at Might and Power Race Day.
To see Winx's highly anticipated return.
See the world's best turf horse live as she chases her 18th consecutive win. The day will see the whole family entertained as Royal Randwick hosts free kids activities, including a Peppa Pig stage show, a jumping castle, face painting, a petting zoo, and much more. For more information, visit the ATC.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday. Yes, Sunday, August 6th, and you've got Bensley. We're all being hit down by the flu. I hope you're feeling a bit better than Simon Harrison, who would normally be talking to you on a Sunday morning, but he's been struck down, and I would say I've woken up this morning in sympathy. My voice isn't 100%. I feel 100%, but the voice isn't, but we'll get through, and we're excited about today's racing because we've got the Bengala Cup meeting out at Muswellbrook, which we're about to preview with Gary Harley. We've got the big meeting down in Melbourne at Sandown with the running of the Bletchingley Stakes that held over from last Saturday, 8 days ago when that strong wind went through, and they've also got the Grand National and the Chris Steeplechase at that program. We lost Gundagai because of all the rain that fell in recent days, so that meeting isn't on. So our main focus on New South Wales racing is on Muswellbrook, and Dwayne Dowell is joining us, the CEO out there. Morning to you, Dwayne.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. And this is a good day and a big day for the club.
It is. It's one of our more popular race days, Andrew. It's Bengala Cup Day. We run this race meeting every year. Always a good community day. We get a good response from the local town, and we're expecting a good little crowd today. So, yeah, exciting stuff ahead. Really good weather. Beautiful day. Hardly a cloud in the sky. We're going to be racing on a soft five, and the rail is true. So I'll talk to you on Thursday, Andrew, about the rain that was coming. We only got 12 mil, so it's just a nice bit of give in the track, and it should suit every horse.
Yeah, look, it's a good result for you. You were a bit nervous back on Thursday.
I was very nervous, especially what some of the rainfalls I saw north and south of us. It looks like we've probably dodged a bullet. If we'd had the same as some other places, we probably would have been on the heavy. But look, it was probably rain that we needed, and it should be just perfect for us today.
Okay. I read a tweet out earlier when I was preparing for the show, and you put one out saying the jockeys were quite impressed with the surface this morning.
Yeah, they were, Andrew. So we've had three horses run on it this morning, and pretty happy with it. So there's just a nice little bit of give in it. And as I said, that 12 mil has probably been a godsend. It was quite dry before then, so hopefully it's in good shape going forward. We've got some nice, good bed of dry grass down now. It's quite thick, and it's thickening up by the day, so a really good surface for the viewers will see today.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so soft five, rail in the true, so plenty of galloping room, and we've got a big day out there for the Bengala Cup Day. Good on you, Dwayne. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dwayne Dowell joining us, the CEO there at the program. Looking forward to previewing it with Gary Harley in a moment. Don't forget at 10:30, I should have mentioned this off the top, we're looking forward to Chasing and Pacing Rewind. And our guest in the pacing segment with Greg Hayes this morning is Kevin Pizzuto. Kevin doesn't do a lot of media interviews, but Greg's got him lined up, and a big night last night with the Kevin Newman legend race, and Kevin will be joining us on, as I say, the Pacing Rewind segment in about 25 minutes, and really looking forward to hearing Kevin. Of course, after 11 o'clock, we'll all have the previews for Canberra Greyhounds, Parks Harness Racing this afternoon. We've got Sandown, we've got Devonport. We'll have it all lined up for you this morning. Damien Courtney will join us at around 11:30 to have a look at the Sunshine Coast, and then we're gearing up for the races. As I say, down in Melbourne, the program on the Sandown Lakeside with the Bletchingley Stakes being the feature race. Just to update on that information for those that may not have got it at this stage, it is a soft five on the lakeside at Sandown. The rail is at 6 metres. These are the scratchings. In fact, there's no scratchings. That was what I was going to say. No scratchings in the Bletchingley Stakes Race 7. There is a lineup of 12. In the Crisp Race 4, that becomes a small field now with the scratchings of 2 gold medals, 4 Tri 4, 6 Abracus, and 7 Entirely Perfect. 2, 4, 6, and 7. Race 5, the Grand National, is clear. So we'll preview with that with Dean Lester after 11 o'clock at about 11:15. Gary Harley is on the way to Muswellbrook on a delightful day. Good morning to you, Gary.
Morning, Andrew. I'm already here, mate. I was here when you rang Dwayne a minute ago.
You could have stayed on the same line.
Yeah, well, it diverted to his mobile.
Ah, okay.
That was the problem. Then,
yep.
He had to re-divert it in the office here. Mate, a little bit of wind has just got up 10 minutes ago, but nothing like it has been the last couple of days. Dwayne's told you all about the track.
Yep.
Spengella Cup's been going since before the 2000 Olympics, and they've got a very good field today for this $30,000 race. We've got a Group 3 winner in it. The top weight, forget, won the Cameron at Newcastle, Group 3 in 2015. And he's part-owned by Ricky Ponting, of course, and Mark Waugh, etc. But no, a good meeting and a lot of interest.
All right, well, let's go through them for our listeners. The first race, the Smetzer Racing three-year-old maiden, and we've got number 6, Grasslands, the shorty here, $1.60 at the moment with tab-fixed odds over Retribution and Swears Island, the 2 and the 3, Gary. They're both at $6.
Yeah, should have no difficulty winning this filly, Chris Lees. The story with her is, Andrew, she was with Michael Friedman. She's owned by the China Horse Club. And when Michael took up the contract to go to Hong Kong, half a dozen horses were transferred to Chris. One of them just got beat a couple of times at Canterbury, then won at Newcastle the other day, the filly in this one. He's had to scratch her a couple of times. I think she's had a few issues since Chris got her. Today she's got a synthetic hoof filler on for the first time. She had 2 very, very good trials since Chris has got her at Gosford back on the 6th of June and the 21st of June. Hugh Bowman rode her the first time, and then Aaron Bullock rode her. Last trial, Aaron never moved on her. She could have won by panels back on the 21st of June. But the reason she hasn't raced since that trial is that she has been scratched a couple of times. She only got beat 3.8 lengths in the gym crack by Jorda. Then she wasn't far away at Canterbury one day. So she should be too good for this. Number 6, Grasslands, at odds on to beat number 3, Brett Kavanagh's horse, Swears Island. This fella, Stewie Ramsey, owns it. And I think it was with Les Bridge, but never had a start. Run 2nd in a trial at Warwick Farm just a week before Christmas. And gee, it went well. I had a look at the trial last night. Timmy Clark rode and it led all the way. In the trial, hasn't trialled since, hasn't raced, in a good stable, good barrier. Josh Adams the ride, I reckon it'll run okay. Number 2, Retribution for Philip Atkins, the first starter, trialled a ride at Newcastle behind Parast. Parast is a very smart horse of 2-year-old Paul Perry's. Look, shared the lead early, got headed in the trial by the winner. The winner won quite easy. But he is very smart. But this horse went well enough to be at least a place chance here. And number 4, Caribbean Song, one of Rod Northam's. It hasn't raced since April, hasn't trialled, but it ran on very strong from the rear of the field to run 3rd that day at Taree back on April 18. 6 to beat 3, 2 and 4.
A lot of interest, as you say, in the favourite Grasslands. 6, 3, 2 and 4. And Chris had an enormous day there yesterday. Gary, the Quinella in the big missile, and the winner and Lure Remain were so strong down the straight. And Monstar for Brett Kavanagh, who's got a runner, strangely enough, against Chris here in the first, as you've explained, he fought his heart out as well.
Mate, it was a great result for Newcastle and the Hunter. That filly of Chris Lees has, you know, come from nothing, really vast preparation to do what she did then, and then win yesterday. Lee Remain, he got caught 3 deep there, but he'll be all the better for the run. He's a quality horse, and I think talking to Chris, you know, in the lead up to the race, he thought that the winner may have been a little bit fitter than Lee Remain.
Yeah,
and that's how it turned out. But the Monstar, at the trial, he met Tamworth last Sunday when I was up there, because he ran about a fair bit in the Ramorny. But he ran a terrific race yesterday for Cav. He'd be really wrapped in that. He'll be here today. But
yep.
No, it was a great result for our region in
yep.
the Missile Stakes. And Chris picked up another winner as well with Wang Wah on the day. So he's
yep.
off to a flying start.
He is. Lou Romaine goes down to Melbourne now for the Memsey and the winner, Invincible Gem. There's a mare's race in a couple of weeks' time, and he'll just wait and see if it's the right race. But it was a really gutsy performance. And the Monstar now has an easy 10 days and will be prepared for the tramway if the conditions suit, meaning the track conditions. So there's a little bit of extra news. Let's focus on race two at Muswellbrook now. And number seven, Terra Rain, is the $2.70 favourite here for Greg Ryan. One Glen Road at $3.60, four Jazzy Bell at $4.20, and then out to three Trades Hall Gary at $8.
I like Glen Road. He's first up without a trial, hasn't raced since December. He's in the hands of Andrew Robinson here at Muswellbrook. He gets him going pretty good, Andrew. And this horse, his last run was at Tamworth on the 5th of December. He got beat ahead, long head, by Mr. Pumblechook. Now, Mr. Pumblechook goes really good. He's a horse owned by Neil Werrett that Cody Morgan's got these days. I think Chris Waller had him originally, but he bolted in the other day at Tamworth. That run that day was very good because he raced very fierce early in the race. He moved up three and four deep on the home turn, and he just failed to get there. He's a former Victorian, Andrew. He's only had two runs in New South Wales, and that was November, December. And his Victorian form was okay. I like him. I think he's going to get a lovely run from the barrier, and she's riding winners Courtney Vanderwerf and a couple of city winners on Salerno recently for Paul Perry. And she should be able to put the mare in a good spot. It'll be very hard to beat the favourite. It was very impressive, Terra Rain, the filly, winning at Scone on debut recently. Ran down Levine, led in the race, one of Matt Smith's, who's got a lot of speed. And this was able to win convincingly in the end. Was three wide with cover during the run and really hit the line the end of 900, given the impression that the 1,000 a day will suit it better. Very hard to beat. Number five, Miss Gigi. She went to 900 at Cessnock the other day, got beat about 4.5 lengths. It was a very strong race. She was up on the speed and then got ran wide on the home turn. She has got a fair bit of speed and the barrier's all right. And young Jean Van Overmeer claims 1.5, and he's just come off a great season. And Mark Cross, the wine trainer, put the blinkers back on today. And number four was my other one. I thought it'd run all right, Jazzy Bell. 1, 7, 5, and 4.
Let's move to race three, and the scratchings here are the 6 and the 13, with Tab Fixed Odds right now. Mitch Bell's mount is the favourite. Celebrus, number 2, at $2.40. Augusta in April, number 1, at $4.60. 14, Door Dug, at $4.80. And then down to the 11 at $7. But Celebrus here for Mitch Bell, the favourite at the moment, Gary, in this 1750-metre race at Muswellbrook.
Andrew, one of our friends is going to be dirty on me.
Yeah.
You know who trained Celebrus? Richard Friedman.
Oh, please. Tongue tie.
I've made it the best bet of the day.
Oh, geez, he'll be filthy on you.
Mate, Rich hasn't had the horse long, of course, because he has only been back trained a short time, but he's given two runs, and it ran third the other day at Gosford over the mile. The horse can do a few things wrong, and he did that at Gosford in the straight, but on that mile run at Gosford the other day when he only got beat a length, I thought he'd win this race, and he's favourite, clear-cut favourite. He was fourth into the first turn there, about 6 lengths off the lead. Sean Geimer rode him a treat. He got him into the clear on the home turn, and he really ran on strong. But he was a little bit green in the last bit there. Today, Mitchell Bell will ride him. He's got a good barrier. He can put him wherever he wants. 1750 should be okay. I thought he was the best bet. Augusta in April for Rod Northam. He's taken the blinkers off today. Got the visors on for the first time. Overmere rides, 1.5 off. He ran second the other day at Dubbo. He just grinded the last bit there. It was a mile race, and Greg Ryan rode him. He got back, you know, in a slow race early. He was about 10 lengths off the lead at the 800. Then he got a lovely run up on the rail from the home turn down that long straight at Dubbo. And the last bit, he grinded away. The 1750 will suit him, no doubt about that. Right down to number 14, Andrew. It was my third pick in the race.
Door Dog.
Turn about 20 pages, yeah. Todd Howlett's got this horse. It's got good speed. 1750, that's a bit of a query. Been placed its last two at Gunnedah and Cessnock, 1400 and 1570. Its caper normally is to go forward and lead or be in the first couple. Josh Adams is riding, so if it runs a trip, it'll go all right. And number 11, La Enganadora for Cav. He's put the blinkers first time today. It ran fifth the other day at Dubbo over the mile. Plugged away at the end. It's got to be some hope in the race. 2-1, 14-11.
Race number four, the Peel Valley Machinery Benchmark 66 here. And Musical Query number two is the favourite at the moment with Tab Fixed Odds. 380, just ahead of 9 Music Magic at $4. 6 Rothby at $5. 10 Quick Cash at 6. And then out to 8 Gone Viral at 10. So a bit more open this market. Gary, Musical Query just favourite at this stage.
Yeah, there's a lot of speed here, Andrew. Music Magic, Musical Query, they go quick, and others. I'm with Music Magic. I think I beat 2.5 lengths at Warwick Farm the other day, behind Akasaki. Now, Karen McAvoy rode it, and he had it in second spot outside the leader, because she has got a lot of speed. She shared the lead, straightened it up, and then she tired the last 100 or so. She did go a bit keen early in the race, but the run was okay. Now, prior to that, she got beat about 2.25 at Newcastle behind Time Out of Mind, one of Chris Lees's that went well, you know, 1,200 there. And then three runs back, she runs second, only beaten a length at Warwick Farm by I Can Rock. Now, I thought that was very good form for a race like this. Mitch Bell will ride her. She's got good speed. Michael Byers has got her these days up on the mid-north coast at Taree. She was at Wyong, I think, with Kenny Tynan, and I noticed Kenny's still in the ownership. I think she'll be hard to beat. The favourite is, guys, she's got a ton of guts, Musical Query. She's not over big. The claim for Michaela Weir, she'll have 57 today, but she's won three of the last four, Andrew, run third in the other. She won two on the trot at Musselbrook. Prior to that, she was just beaten at Newcastle and was unlucky because a horse took her on that day. And, you know, she used up a lot of petrol. She won at Taree the other day. She's got good speed, barrier one, Michaela to ride. She's going to be very hard to beat again. Number 10, I had it in for third in the race, and remembering it's only a 1,000-metre race, that is Quick Cash, trained here by Pat Farrell, goes really good on the track. 1-2 with two placings here. Third the other day at Taree. Another ride for Josh Adams with a chance. And number 8, Best of the Others, Gone Viral. Going okay. Cessnock winner three runs back. Got a good barrier. And Rachel King to ride. So 9-2, 10-8.
Yeah, Rachel King picks up the ride on Gone Viral in that race. 9-2, 10-8 for Gary in the fourth. Race 5. This is the Benchmark 55. Sweet Fella number 4 for Josh Adams, the favourite. Very much, again, an open race. It's at $5 and favourite. Percussion number 8 at $5.50. Ledecky number 12 at $6. 60 Iron Maiden at $8. 2 Triple Hero at $8.50. And then we're out to $12. Bolwara Ben number 3. So, Gary, again, race 5, open betting race, $5
yeah.
favourite.
Most of them are, mate, apart from the first race.
Yeah.
Andrew, Yambar Prince is a late scratcher, isn't he? Number 5.
He is, yeah, late scratching for Angela Davies.
Yeah, because yep. Someone rang me when I was coming up and said they thought he was a late scratching because I had him in the 4. I think the Iron Maiden can win. Andrew, it hasn't won for 22 months, this mare. But she's going terrific on the provincials lately. She only got beat 2 lengths at Warwick Farm, 3 starts back behind another snappy. Then she ran 4th at Wyong, the little Miss Brown who went to town and run 2nd for Joe Pride. Then the other day at Gosford, she got beat less than 2 lengths on the Saturday, beat the Hurricane Harbour. It may not have been the Saturday beat, but anyway, it was on the 20th of July. She got a bit of a check at the 1200. Andrew, if it was a heavy track, I'd declare her a special, because the wetter, the better. But a soft track is okay. She's got good soft track form. And she's going good at the moment. Got a tricky alley, but that won't matter so much because she goes back to near last every start. Grant Buckley to ride her. And I know I'm not the only one tipping her today. Mm. And at good odds there, I think she's got a very good chance to win her first race for a long time. Sweet Fella's got a big out. The runner Goulburn was good the other day. Gary Fraser coming up from Hawkesbury. Another good Josh Adams ride. At Goulburn, it was double figure odds. Got way back near the tail of the field. Come the widest of the field, a 10 on the home turn, and really hit the line hard the last 200. Only beaten or half a length. And he may have found a bit of form there, and if he has, he'll run a race here. Sweet Fella. Well, I have Yamba Prince in next. Then we go to number 12, Bodecki. Getting fitter. Paul Perry's only had it for two runs for two placings. And I reckon it could run a place for sure. And 6, 5, 12, and put number 2 in now with the scratching of Yamba Prince. That's Triple Hero. 6 to beat. Which one's Yamba Prince? 6, 4, 12,
and 2.
Two.
That's it. 6, 4, 12, and 2 it is now with the scratching, repeating of Yamba Prince number 5. And at the moment, the Iron Maiden is at $8 for Grant Buckley. Race 6 is the feature race of Muswellbrook on this delightful day up there. We're previewing on Sky Sports Radio with Gary Harvey. It's the Bengala Cup Race 6. In this race, the scratchings are 5, 9 and 14. Can I have number 3 for Greg Rhines, the favourite at $3.80. Just ahead of Antidote, number 4 at $4. 6, Randiki at 5. 10, Mashani Stealth at 7. 1, Forget at $7.50. And then we're out to $12 for number 13. He's our toy boy. Which way are you going in the cup, Gary?
Can I have? Oh, I didn't think he'd be favourite, but I knew he'd be close. Because he's got a bad barrier. I thought they might have shied off him a bit. But, gee, it's a good field, Andrew.
Yeah.
Open as the heads. I could find half a dozen chances here. Can I have is owned by the Brookvale legend, Bob Fulton, I think. Bob's been overseas too, but his beloved Sea Eagles play today against the Roosters. And he's a part owner of this horse with Alan Denham's partner and another gentleman. He carries the Manly colours, actually. The white with a maroon eagle and white sleeves. Mate, the horse has got a very good record here. He's had two runs here for a win and a second. He loves a soft track, a very good soft track form. Two runs back, he was just beaten here in a good race by one of his opponents today, Anecdote. They fought it out right to the line. There was only a nose between them. Anecdote won it for Benny Smith. This horse runs second. He's going to get back. He always gets back, but he'll be very strong late. I thought Anecdote was the danger. It's going well since entering the Ben Smith stable. One here, and then it went to Grafton. Going to beat half a length up there in the McLean Cup by Cash Spinner. He over-raced early in mid-race, took a bit of the petrol out of him. Otherwise, he may have won. He's got a very tricky barrier too. But Josh Adams is on, and he's been riding him lately. Number 10, I thought it could run some sort of a race. It's Mishani Stealth. Rachel Murray's on. Shane Edmonds, he's a very good man with a horse. Former champion apprentice. He trains up at Inverell. Run second at Boree just recently to Desert Marshall. Run third at Coffs behind Lolly Shop. And was placed at Armidale back prior to that. He's a horse that's won over 200,000. He goes pretty good when he's right. And he seems to be racing in good form at the moment, beaten a bit over three lengths in the John Carlton at Grafton behind Tamil. He's my third pick. I'm going to throw Forget in. I wasn't going to. As I said, he's the class horse. He's won a Group 3, the Cameron Newcastle, 2 years back. But first up the other day at Rose Hill, he ran last on a good form, but he not only got beat, Andrew, he finished about five lengths on the second last horse. He got beat 10.5 lengths. Now, he's obviously done well since, otherwise Kim wouldn't be running. And Mark said to me the other day, Mark Waugh, that he thought he was a very good chance in this race. So I'd expect an improvement for him. Maybe the good four was a bit firm for him the other day, and he'll be better off on a softish track. But he's with the claim, he'll have 61.5. He is a class runner, if you can forget that last run. 3, 4, 10, and 1.
3, 4, 10, and 1 in the feature of the Bengala Cup just after 4 o'clock this afternoon, or just after the 4, yeah, that's right. Race 7, the Muswellbrook Class 1, Make Hit number 7, the favourite at 370, over 4, Love None at 550, 3 Rosella Amalfi at $7.50, and 10 Prince High at $9. So may kit the favourite here and gets a 3 kilo claim.
I'm tipping one you didn't mention there. I think he's around about $11. Number 11 Ragenza.
Into 9, Gary.
Yeah, mate, the last run at Scone was a beauty. Couple of things worry me. Number one, there's half a dozen chances in the race, but the other day at Scone, last start, it was a 1300 on the 14th of July. Similar distance to today, but a harder run at Scone than here. And he got a mile back in the race in a big field of 12. He was hampered and carried right out wide at the 900-metre mark. And he really ran on. He didn't show any speed in that race, but he really ran on after being so wide at one stage. And he got beat about 2.5 lengths in a race that was better than this by Don't Doubt Her and MacFi Lass, who ran a great second in the highway yesterday in town. Prior to that, his run at Kempsey was a beauty when he flew home again and just got beat. Look, Chloe Baker, she's the most improved apprentice around here and on the North Coast, probably in the state at the moment. The young lady is absolutely flying. She'll claim 2 on this 7-year-old mare. The blinker's gone for the first time for Ian McRobert. And one of the owners of the horse, Trevor Lobb. You know Trevor?
Yeah, for sure.
Wife.
Yeah.
And, of course, Trevor was with the Inghams for years, and then he was at Emirates. And I reckon at the odds, it'll run a terrific race each way. A sneaky value bet for the day. Number 4 for second, Andrew Love None. Blinkers back on today for the local trainer, Mark Spencer. Made up a bit of ground here the other day after getting taken back early in the race. On its best form, it'd win. Not win, it'd be hard to beat. It won a race here back in November. Number 7, the one you said was favourite, Make It for Brett Kavanagh. Did Donkey lick them the other day at Warren? In a maiden, you know, the quality of the field is a bit questionable, and it was $11, but it won by nearly 4 lengths out there. Its form was only so-so prior to that. So to make it favourite, either someone's backed it or they're going on just that one run, not its form prior to that. And number 3, best of the others in the race, and that is Rosella Amalfi. Didn't have a lot of luck the other day at Scone first up. At his best, he'd shake the life out of this. So second up today, and he never had a trial for the first up run. He could improve. 11-4, 7-3.
Little bit of value there in the last something. Yep. Each way goes nicely. Have you got a standout bet?
Yeah, Richard Friedman. Race 3, number 2, Celebrate.
I had it down. I just wanted you to mention it just in case he missed it the first time.
Well, if he watches the TV preview, he'll see a lot of mentions, and it'll even be a replay.
Well, it probably deserves it, Gary, because you're tipping it as your best bet. So we'll go with that. Race 3, number 2, Fine and Sunny. And as you say, it's built into one of the big days there, this one, the Bengala Cup. And we wish the club all the very best there, mate.
Yeah, the function room's just about booked out. They'll have a really good crowd here today on a Sunday in the Hunter Valley, mate. It should be great.
Yeah, it will be. I should have mentioned, too, we did have 2 late scratchings. Yeah, race 5, number 5, Yamba Prince, and race 7, number 8, Roxette came out, right, as well as a late one. So the 2 late scratchings, race 5, number 5, and race 7, number 8. There are some jockey replacements coming. We've got one of them, race 4, number 5, Dynamic Dynasty is Paul King. But there are a couple of other replacements to come, and we'll get those as they get through from the stewards there. But Dynamic Dynasty in race 4 is now Paul King. All right, mate,
great,
you enjoy
mate.
The day. We'll have your late mail right through the day.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Harley. And our preview for Muswellbrook this afternoon. As I say, we wish the club all the very best on one of the big days out there. They're starting on a soft 5, and the weather is fine. Our New South Wales previews, 7 days a week at 10 o'clock each morning. You can gain your major meeting preview. We're going to take a break, and then it'll be Chasing and Pacing Rewind on Sky Sports Radio.
There's nothing better for a big breakfast than a gigantic bowl of sports, lads.
Spot on, TK.
And there's only one place to get it, the big sports breakfast. Get a server.
I am, TK, I am.
Chock-a-block with nutritious sports news, personalities and opinions, filling you up for the day ahead.
Every morning from 5.30.
That's right, Slats. Every morning from 5.30, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pull the